Saga Egmont presents Tattooed Vow by Kat Steele, read by Lance Powers and Ava Blair.
1. Sandy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The melody of laughter and cheerful singing fills the east wing of the Avilov estate as we sing to my niece, Angelina. The massive courtyard has been transformed into a sun-drenched, lavish wonderland. The tables are a vision of soft elegance and playful charm, placed around the sparkling pool and draped in fine ivory linen with a delicate shimmer. Over the linens, blush pink chiffon runners flow like silk rivers, pinned with sparkling crystal brooches shaped like tiny crowns, an ode to the day's little princess. Every table is centered with whimsical balloon clusters in soft pink, pearl white, and translucent clear, filled with gold confetti that shimmers with each airshift. The balloons float above golden bases wrapped in sheer tulle bows. Fine china plates trimmed in gold are neatly stacked at each place setting, layered with blush cloth napkins folded into elegant rose shapes and tied with miniature pink satin bows. Next to them, gold-plated cutlery gleams beneath the sunlight, and crystal glasses sparkle beside personalized name cards written in graceful cursive on pale pink cardstock. Small floral arrangements sit between the balloon clusters. Bouquets of soft peonies, baby's breath, and white roses, accented with delicate sprigs of eucalyptus and arranged in clear crystal vases filled with pink-tinted water and iridescent beads. Some tables also hold framed photos of Angelina from her first year, smiling in Talia's arms, giggling with Maxime and Sasha, bundled in soft blankets, and even one with Alexander, where his stoic face carries the faintest smile only fatherhood can bring. Gold confetti is scattered across the tables like stardust. At each place setting, tiny gold favor boxes shaped like carriages filled with candies are tied with translucent pink ribbons. A few tables feature storybook-themed centerpieces of fairy tale castles, delicately crafted from paper and mounted on rotating bases. Each castle glows with warm fairy lights that create a magical, enchanted ambience. The cake table at the center is the grand focal point, an extravagant, multi-tiered masterpiece of pale pink fondant, white lace-like piping, and tiny edible sugar roses. At the top, a fondant replica of Angelina in a princess dress stands beneath a delicate sugar archway, holding a balloon and smiling. Surrounding the cake are glittery cupcakes, cookies shaped like crowns and hearts, and glass jars filled with pastel candies. A sign behind the table reads, in golden cursive, "Our little princess turns one." It is a party fit for royalty, but with the unmistakable warmth of family at its core. Angelina sits in a high chair decorated with glittering ribbons, a tiny pink crown sliding off her soft chocolate brown curls. "Happy birthday, dear Angelina," we sing louder, drawing out her name in playful harmony. "Happy birthday to you." When the song ends, Talia leans in with a wide smile and helps Angelina blow out the single golden candle on her cake. My sweet niece claps enthusiastically, her ice blue eyes shimmering with excitement like her father's. A round of applause follows, and Sasha squeals as a handful of confetti pops into the air from one of the party poppers.
"Again!"
she giggles, tugging on her older brother Maxime's sleeve. Maxime, always the protective big brother, grins and hands her another popper.
"One more, then we save the rest."